This time last week, I was in Helsinki Finnish Film Affair, which is like a film festival and a film market rolled into one. And I was pitching a film that I've just made to distributors and sales agents, but I was also pitching a film that I'm trying to get finance for to investors and to distributors as well. And what I found is that this topic, the title of this video, the thumbnail, as it suggests, is really relevant to what I went through last week, because I am human. And it happens to you most likely because you are human too. I understand. When you are speaking to people, or about to speak, or in a classroom, or in a social setting where you feel uncomfortable and you feel that heat rise in your body, you feel your heart rate speeding up, you can feel your face getting red. I experienced that last week, and it's not happened to me for some time. However, let's break this down. What happened to me last week that was different to usual? I was in a social setting. I've been in my own bubble now for quite some time. And when I've been with other people, it's been friends, relatives. And so I feel very comfortable and relaxed being myself around those people. And it's been a long time since I've had an audition as an actor, so I've not been in practice. And it's quite simply that. I've not been in these social settings. Now, let's just put some context on this, because I don't know who you are, or what you're going through, or what experiences you've had that you felt uncomfortable speaking or having to use your voice live. But what I can speak to is my experience of speaking and performing and being on stage and singing in front of others is quite broad. So I have performed singing live in front of 3,000 people, and many others as well, but like the biggest audience I had was 3,000. I've been on stage where it was live streamed, so I was in front of a 2,000 audience, and there was millions watching around the world live. I've done that more than one show. I've spoken and given presentations in front of hundreds, say 500-600 at a time. I've been a compere. I've worked as an actor and singer and a public speaker. So I've done a lot. And for me, getting on stage and performing and having something that's rehearsed and written and that I've practiced is much easier than just being in a social setting. So I feel very comfortable on my own sharing information that I have. And, of course, I practice it here in the camera, but this camera is not... You aren't in the room with me. And so if you were, it might be more uncomfortable, because I've done some film work for companies, and when there's others behind the camera looking at you, it can also make you feel a bit unnerved. And it is the human element. So on stage, sometimes you can't even see an audience. Sometimes you can, and sometimes you want to interact with them. But you really get a chance to sort of work on what you're going to say and rehearse what you're going to say. And I feel confident when I've done that. But what happened to me last week, and what I believe happens to many people, is that I was watching other people, and then there was time for questions, and there was time to introduce each other, and I was speaking to new people and old people, and a mix of in between too. And I did find myself getting red in the face. I found myself with my heart beating when it was time for me to speak, or for time for me to introduce myself or pitch myself. And it was very uncomfortable. So this is relevant, because I want to talk about and break down ways that we might be able to overcome this, and ways that we can do better for ourselves and feel more comfortable. It might take some time, but the biggest takeaway, if anything, from this video I'm going to start with, is that the reason I was getting like that most likely is because I was out of practice. I just haven't been spending that much social time around strangers. I haven't been networking so much. I've not been meeting new people. And so when I get to that scenario, it becomes new again. And so I get this instinctual mechanism that wants to protect me. And so my heart speeds up and adrenaline starts pumping, because deep down I care what those people think of me. And I think if you're experiencing that, deep down you might care what others think of you, how they perceive you, how you're coming across. if what you're going to say is rubbish or going to be taken as important or valid. And validation is quite important here because we all need to be validated to some extent. And in a public domain, and I'm not even talking about public speaking now, I just mean feeling confident being you around new people. There was a few reasons, not only because I'm out of practice, but that is a huge one. I need to get myself out more, I know I do, and put myself in front in these situations, go to more meetings, go to more clubs, go to more networking events, and actually spend time practicing, pitching myself and talking about myself and talking to others and listening to others. And that's quite key here. Listening is actually going to be something that's going to help us overcome this together. So one is getting out there and doing it more often. Two, I was so high on coffee. I had had so much caffeine. Then these networking events, they always supply coffee, especially in Finland. I don't know where you are in the world, but here in the Nordics, they love coffee and they drink it by the gallon. They drink it all day long, they drink it into the evening, and they still manage to sleep somehow. It's not necessarily strong coffee because you have quite a lot of it, and I had a lot of it, more than usual in fact, because I was perhaps trying to give myself an edge. And what happens is, over drinking coffee not only dried my voice a little, my voice was fine, but it actually caused my heart rate to go up already, and it caused me to feel more anxious, because it can induce anxiety, caffeine. And so that's one thing that's worth remembering. If you're someone who drinks caffeine, Red Bull, Coca-Cola, coffee, tea, you know, whatever it is that has caffeine in it, it can actually make you more sensitive to these feelings that you might have of anxiety. And really, this is about social anxiety, right? So that anxiety that I was feeling was fueled and was not helped because of the caffeine. So that if I had not drunk that much coffee or any coffee, I would automatically have been more relaxed. My heart rate wouldn't have gone so high and I wouldn't have got so red in the face. Also, why do I feel anyway that I need validation from other people? Well, I was in a position where I had to sell something that I have and it's important to me. So there's nothing wrong, and people understand. People do understand. But I do want to do better next time. I want to be more relaxed. So how can I do this? How can I stop focusing on how I'm feeling? Well, you can start focusing on who you're talking to. That will help ground you, that make you more present. Really actively take the time to listen to what the person you're talking to or the group you're talking to are saying, instead of focusing on how you're feeling. Because that focus on how you're feeling only perpetuates and makes it worse. If you're seeking validation, or someone who needs validation and you don't understand or know that you do that, again, if you start to get these feelings, your heart palpitations, you feel red, you feel embarrassed, just listen. Put your feet flat on the floor. Ground yourself physically. And if you still feel your anxiety, breathe out and hold it out as you're listening actively to the person you're talking to. Wait. Hold it until your body naturally starts breathing again. Try and relax your shoulders. These are physical things that you can actually do that will change your physiology, that will change your psychology in the moment. Breathe. It's important. There's a good video here and a good video exercise that you can help to use, ground you and prepare you and prepare your breath before you go into a situation where you're going to be speaking. But really, reduce the caffeine. Listen more and do it regularly, because the more you do it, the better able you're going to be to do it in future. And so if you're someone who's at school or college or in a workplace and you get this often, just put yourself through it, because I'm sure after some time, if you're holding back and you're not speaking, then you'll never really have gone over that hurdle of getting out there. And so practice speaking, practice saying things. Get it wrong, you might trip up, you might be laughed at. But then next time, work on yourself, do it a bit better, and go into new situations. Because that's exactly what I'm going to do. After having these feelings, I realize that I'm well out of practice, need to cut down on my caffeine, and I need to listen more. So perhaps this advice that I'm giving to myself is useful to you. I hope it is, and I hope you can take it into your day, into your week, and have a good one. That's it. My name's Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, subscribe and look after your voice.
I have so many tales to tell, and up till now.